Reporting for KEOM Student Voices, this is Lindsay Steffen from Poteet High School.
오빤 강남 스타일.
Woo! What a flashback from 2012. You may remember that Gangnam Style was a huge hit in America. It actually charted number 2 on the Billboard's Hot 100 right next to Maroon 5's One More Night. This was K-pop's big break into the American charts. Now, what is K-pop, you might ask? Well, K-pop is Korean pop music injected with high energy from dancing and interesting vocals or beats. Gangnam Style was such a big hit because it offered something completely different than American music. It offered a good time. The song generated a good or generally happy feeling because of how upbeat it was, which drew in younger audiences. Even though it might not be as widely known in the US, K-pop is a $5 billion global industry that has become the international face of South Korea. The thing about K-pop that draws in fans from all over the globe is how polished and perfected everything is. The music videos have huge production costs and are intensely choreographed. In the US, musicians usually stumble onto fame by being in the right place at the right time, but it's the opposite in Korea. In fact, everything about these K-pop groups is nearly perfect because before you can even be considered to be in an idol group, you have to become a trainee. A trainee is a young person practically studying how to become a star. They go to a school that teaches them how to dance and sing. They're even taught to moderate their public behavior and prepare for life as a pop star. However, the success rate is very low. Most of these trainees will either not make it or will be selected to be in a group that will never debut. The few that do make it are surrounded by tons of love and support from their fans. Well, that may be an understatement. They are practically drowned in love. Taylor Swift is a household name in the United States and has been for quite a while. I'm sure you know a fan of hers. As popular as she is here, she only gets an average of 91,000 Twitter mentions a week. This may seem like a lot, but a popular K-pop group called XO gets an average of 24 million mentions per week, and another group called BTS gets an average of 36 million mentions in a week. To put that into perspective, BTS's average Twitter mentions are 395 times Taylor Swift's. The expansion of K-pop is growing more and more every day, especially in the American market, because of how different the music sounds, just like how Gangnam Style was different from One More Night. The average K-pop song has 8 to 10 melodies, while the average American song has 4 to 5. One of the most popular songs right now is Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. And listen to how different it sounds compared to BTS's Idol. The change in energy is very evident and addicting to most people, just like first-time K-pop listener Debbie Tanton.
Well, I think they're just like the boy bands of the 90s. I think they're very energetic, and I think they're young and nice-looking and dance really well. And the music is catchy. I think American teens have always been drawn to new, young bands that have a lot of energy, so I can see why they're popular.
BTS is considered to be one of the most famous boy bands in the world right now because of this and the positive message that the group constantly puts out to its audience. They often encourage fans to love themselves and to follow their dreams, which could also be to blame for their fame. I know that it's definitely a reason why my friend Tyvek likes them.
BTS is everything I look for in an artist. They have a message which transcends language barriers and borders and touches millions of young people around the world by teaching them to love themselves and, you know, take themselves into consideration and teaching them that it's okay to be lost. It's okay to not know who you are because later on you will know who you are. And just enjoy your youth and enjoy being you and just be the best person you can be.
BTS has won numerous Billboard Music Awards and were the first Korean group to play in a US stadium, which sold out in only a couple of minutes. With the popularity of K-pop growing in the US, so is the stigmatization and ignorance that surrounds it. K-pop can be seen as taboo or a weird thing to like today, but with an open mind, we can break these stereotypes. We may speak different languages in this world, but music is a universal language that we can all learn how to speak. For Student Voices, I'm Lindsay Steffen.